Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire.
Hello everyone and welcome to this brand new show on Radio Warwickshire called Social Media Surgery with me, Gary Jones. We're going to kick this off with a really cool song from Dr. LK featuring Leisha Bennett called Fire. Take it away, guys.
Come on, turn the music up louder. We're about to light this place on fire, 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 fire.
Stars blazing, the music's blazing. You people fueled up, we're gonna light up. I've got your number to take you under. Move your body in a way to make you shudder. So come on, DJ, let's raise the tempo. Light them up in places where you know the rhythm must go. Let's see your moves now, like on the fairground. Twisting up and screaming up as you will bounce to my sound. Yeah, one, two, fire up with each you. Ladies with the curves and the guys with their slick moves. Another cocktail before you inhale. Music that is wilder than a bully just can't tame. At the casino, just let your tips go. Plays another bet at the bar, I'll skip the intro. You see the lights flash before you make a dash. Back to the dance floor as you know the fire's about to blast.
Somebody open up another bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
We about to light this place on fire.
Fire, fire,
fire,
fire.
So the night is held in lockdown. It's so electric to shock you like this. Raising up the voltage, your body's gonna lose its grip. You ready to let go? Take a breath below. I held it at the bar, I told you I would skip the intro. Fire's burning, you're buckling as you're turning. Up and down, you're moving now and simultaneously learning how to taste the heat behind the beat. The one that's got you jumping up, or you're just off your feet. Yeah, DJ, this is your play. Flip another disc, we've teamed up like a relay. We're on the winning streak, the kind you can't defeat. Light another bottle of the champagne, shield, enjoy the treat. Yeah, one, two, what am I to tell you? The lady shook it down as the guys kept it real cool. No need for ice now, we've shaken up the town. Left it stirred and bubbling to this new sound. You heard Alicia, the town pleaser. Hooking up the beat as LK dropped it deeper. What you waiting for? Come on and give it more. The music's coming louder, come and show us what you're here for.
Somebody open up another bottle. We about to light this place on fire.
Fire, fire,
fire, fire.
Come on, DJ.
Come on, turn the music up louder.
Turn it up now.
We about to light this place on fire.
What a start to the show that was. So this is the brand new show for Radio Warwickshire called The Social Media Surgery with me, Gary Jones. Now, all of the things I talk to you in this show, I do myself and I teach my clients every day. So this isn't me, so this isn't someone not doing what they say they do. All of the stuff I do, and I know this works because I do it, my clients do it, and hell, it's been proven. Now, the format of today's show is nice and simple. I've got three different sections where I'm going to be talking to you, first of all, about the three things you should do on social media today. Then we're going to be bringing you some top tips from a platform, and today I'm going to focus on Facebook. So that's my top 5 tips on Facebook, followed by 8 things to make your social media more vibrant. So I've got loads of content to share with you, and if you've got any questions at all, please pop onto Twitter, please pop onto Facebook and let us know. Join the Radio Warwickshire page, like us, join our group, but also on Twitter, I'm at Leamington Hour. So just literally pop on, ask any questions you've got, and then I can answer them on next week's show. And also, I will tell you later on how you can get involved with the show going forward. So let's start with the first part, which is all about the 3 things to do on social media today.
Radio Warwickshire.
So, first section of the show is the 3 things to do on social media today. So this isn't tomorrow, this isn't next week or a month later, this is today. Now, social media moves so quickly and there's so many things that people ask me, what should I do first? The first one, really, for most people, is stop selling and start talking. So that's my top tip number one to start doing today. Stop selling, start talking. Now, remember, guys and girls out there, social media is social. And most people forget about that social part of it. You're going to gain more business talking to people rather than just keep sending buy my stuff posts out all the time. So interact with them, like their posts, share their content with your audience if you think it's valuable. But make the time and make probably good 80% of your time talking to people rather than just sending out links and links and links to stuff that you're doing, which they have no bear no relevance to those people. So, first top tip for today is stop selling and start talking. Do that straight away. Nice easy way to see if you are doing that. Look down your feed on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever platform you want to look at, and just see how many times in the last 20 posts you've sold to. How many times in out of 20 posts have you actually responded to someone? Have you liked them? Have you spoke to them? Have you engaged with them? I bet you any money you will find that your posts outweigh the engagement posts, which are when you talk to people. So stop selling, start talking. Point number 2 is make sure that you're posting consistently on the platforms that your customers are on. Now, this is a big thing in my world, and I want to make it quite clear that I would say that some people are posting on platforms where the customers, their audience, aren't going to see it. They're just not going to see it. It's a bit like being a local grocery store but advertising on national TV because you want people from Newcastle to come to your groceries when you know that most of your customers are going to be next door neighbours or from the street above you. You know, you need to make sure that you're posting on the platforms that your customers are on. But also, it goes further than that. What you want to make sure is that you're posting consistently because you don't know when your customers are on those particular channels. You might have an idea from analytics or their habits, but you don't know actually if they saw that post last week or, you know, if they saw that picture or video that you posted. So keep repeating your content probably every couple of weeks just to make sure that if they haven't seen it the first time, they'll see it the second, third or fourth time. Just want to tell you a little story. I wrote the blog, which I'm going to be talking to you later about, called The 8 Things That Will Make Your Social Media More Vibrant, back in February of 2017. Shared it a couple of times and it got a little bit of engagement. Kept sharing it on Twitter, kept sharing it on Facebook and LinkedIn, and 6 months later, I had quite an in-depth conversation with another digital marketer, a web designer and a content creator, all about it, just from one time of sharing it on Twitter. They hadn't seen it before. So you might think that you're oversharing, but you're not. You don't know when your customers are on these platforms, so you need to make sure that you're posting consistently and you're posting on the correct platforms your customers are on. And I'll talk about those two another time, but make sure that you are. Now, point number 3 in things to do today, not tomorrow, not next week, today, is post a picture, video, or do a Facebook Live or Periscope, whatever you want to call it, whatever platform you're on, live streaming. So post a picture, video, or do a Facebook Live. Now, these are absolutely brilliant tools for engagement, and they rank so high on the algorithm that if you do these on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, or Instagram, do you know what? It's going to be much better, your reach is going to be greater, and actually you're going to engage with your customers more. Now, who wouldn't want those? So, a couple of things to do in terms of posting pictures, videos, or doing a Facebook Live or Periscope is remember they get better engagement than the post with just text. People will look for them, look at them longer and more likely to interact with them. They'll accelerate the buying process because people feel they already know you. They also save you time because you can use that content in different platforms. If you do use it on different platforms, please post it onto that platform rather than sharing a Facebook message onto Twitter, let's say. Because that way the algorithm on each of the platforms are going to be in your favour. And again, it looks better and your customers are going to be able to interact with them more. Also, the more you do, the better you get. That first video you do isn't going to be as great as a 10th video you do. So just keep plugging at it. Keep posting, get better with every single time, and use every time an opportunity to learn, develop, and also to educate your customers more. So, just to recap, if you're not doing these three things, do them today, and that is talk to people on social media rather than sell to people. It's going to be all about making sure that you're posting consistently, so post a couple of times on the platforms today, but only on the platforms that your customers are, and post a picture, video, or Facebook Live on those. So there are my three things that I would recommend to anybody on social media to do today.
Radio Warwickshire.
Okay, now every week I'm going to be bringing you my top five tips for a different platform or a different area of social media. Now today, I'm going to bring you five top tips for Facebook. Now these are not the be-all and end-all, there's loads of other stuff you can do, and I've produced a top 20 list, which I'm going to be sharing with you in bunches of fives going through. But to start off with, I want to give you five top tips that will physically help you if you start doing with it. And all of these things I talk about in the show are really simple to implement. They might take guts like videos, it might take a bit of planning like a Facebook Live, but actually they're all quite simple to do and they are all well within your reach. So first of all, my first top tip, which actually echoes back to the first article today, which was the three things to do on social media, was to post consistently every day. And if you post one post on Facebook each day on your business page, then again, people might not see it the first time, people might see it a week later or another time, but do you know what? You will have enough content in there and you will get your message sent out. Also, Facebook will rank your content higher than other people's because you are posting consistently each day, which means your reach will go slightly higher just by posting consistently. So please post consistently on Facebook once a day on a business page, and I'll talk about groups later on. Now, my second top tip for Facebook is to have a personal page as well as a business page to keep them separate, but also, if you can, have a group. Now, if you don't know what the differences are, personal page is me talking about Gary Jones as a person. My business page is me talking about Leamington Hour and posting on behalf of Leamington Hour. And my group is talking about and sharing messages that will help the people who follow me as Leamington Hour. So they're called my Leamington Hour networkers. Now, you've got three different posts for each of these, but your content can be shared. Now, if you're not too sure about what to post on each of the platforms, I can tackle that in a different episode. But it's a great way of separating your messages to your different followers. And also, if you've got a business page, you can also use Facebook ads, which are a great return on investment for anyone. So it's really good. Now, A group is great for engagement, and you can get discussion happening in groups. You can share top tips. You can get other people talking a lot more easier than you can do on business pages. And people are more likely to people can post into your group directly. So it does have a massive knock-on effect. So if you can have a personal business and a group for your business, community, project, whatever you want to focus on, then that's great. So have those three bits. Point number three on Facebook is to use groups to talk to other people and build your following. Now, groups are a fantastic way of talking to people who aren't necessarily friends with you on Facebook, which means that you're increasing your awareness of your company or your brand on there. You can also use it to target people if you want to invite them to events. You can share main messages. But again, it just accelerates that know, like, trust, because people will see you post consistently in these places. And these are people who might not be directly related to you. So you get a win-win. And groups are a great place for discussion. But remember, post more by talking to people rather than send out direct messages in terms of buy my stuff, come to my event, those kind of things. Engage with people first and you're going to get a much, much better response back. So point number three on this Facebook part is use groups to talk to other people and to build your following. Now, point number four is use the tools that Facebook gives you, such as events, Facebook Lives, Facebook Ads, the Insights, groups. Don't just go on there a few times and post and then give up. In a nutshell, Facebook wants you to use their platform, and they've built a great platform where you can share events, you can invite people to those events, you can add images and keep them updated in terms of products and speakers and links to websites to get to know people. So if you've got an event coming up, use events. You can also now put a video in an event as well. And I'll talk a bit more about how you can get involved with events with this show later on. Facebook Live is a really, really good tool that allows you to live stream to your audience. Now, you can do it on a closed group, so you can choose who's actually going to be watching it. You can do it on a large scale, invite all your friends to it, or you can do it directly into a group. It's up to you. But Facebook Lives are a great way of building engagement. And if you've got a particular question that you need answering, or if you want to do a Q&A session with people and for them to pick your brains, Facebook Lives are a great way to do it. And again, I'll go into different ways of how you can use Facebook Lives in different shows. But use Facebook Lives. And Facebook Ads are a great way of getting a return on investment to target an audience that you choose and should not be discounted by anybody. So Facebook ads are a great way of doing it. But there's so many tools available on Facebook. There's the insights where you can see new content. Obviously, everyone shares content all the time on Facebook. So talking to people, going back to point one, just talk to people, makes a massive difference. But make sure that you're using the different tools. Upload pictures, upload videos, upload Facebook Lives. It's so important. And the last point that I'm going to make on Facebook for today is use photos, videos consistently, maybe once a week, every day, to create engagement. Because this is so important. If you think of your Facebook page, your feed, actually you're only going to see a proportion of it if Facebook deem it worthy or you interacted with that person before. If you've got a video, if you've got a Facebook Live going on, people are invited to the Facebook Lives, people will see your video, and even if they hover over your video for a split second longer than a general post, Facebook algorithm will deem that a more important post and probably show it to a few more people. So please use video, use pictures, use Facebook Lives, use the tools that you need to communicate your message in the most effective, entertaining way to your audience. So there are my five top tips for Facebook. I'm going to be bringing you another five tips every day, well, every week even, on every show, and I hope you enjoy it. So let's get cracking with the next part, which is the eight things to make your social media more vibrant. Radio Warwickshire. Now, at this point, I just want to give you a heads up that every week there's going to be a Facebook group, Facebook event on the Radio Warwickshire page that I'm going to be setting up where you can ask me any questions you want. Now, as long as you post those questions in that group before Thursday, before when I record a show on the Friday, I will answer those questions directly on the show. So if you've got any questions about social media, that's how you can get involved. Check out the Facebook page, check out the event, and let's get talking on there. Now, I've got 10 minutes left of this half-hour show for all about how to make your social media more vibrant. Now, the good thing about social media and the bad thing about social media is there's so much to talk to. So if you've got a topic that you want me to talk about, let me know. Check it out on the website. Check out on the event and let me know. But 8 things to do on your social media to make it more vibrant. So these are tips to freshen up your content. These are tips to make it more engaging. Now, my first point is to make sure that your profiles are complete. Now, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram give you little bios, little web links, and loads of other stuff that you can add into it so people can engage with you before they actually talk to you. Now, your profile page is also, to be fair, the difference between making a sale and losing the sale. Let's say someone likes a post that you've put out on Twitter. What they'll then do, or they could do, is click on your picture next to the post. That will then take you through to the profile page. Now, if your details aren't filled out, or your website link doesn't work, or your bio's not there and it's just a blank space, they're not going to be as engaged as they could be. And also, if a web link's not there, how the hell are they going to find out more information about you? So, and make sure that on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and LinkedIn, all of your profiles, all of your bios are complete. Also, make sure that all your photos are of a very high quality. And also, is your LinkedIn profile picture professional? It's simple things, but you want to make sure that when they go onto your profile, they get the best impression of you, your business, your community project, and they want to engage with you using those. So my top tip for today is to review your profile, make sure all your fields are filled out, ensure that your branding's the same across all the platforms and all the website links are up to date and working. My second top tip is use video and live streaming to engage with your audience. Now, I've already gone through these, so I'm not going to focus on these that much. But please, if you're not using video, not using live streaming functions, please do. It's not as scary as it seems, and you get used to it, and it's definitely worth doing. Now, my top tip is to watch a Facebook Live or a Periscope if you're on Twitter, or look at someone else's video, look at what pictures they're posting, and then start doing roughly the same. But remember, if you don't like it in terms of a video, you don't have to post it. And if you want to test out live streaming, then you can just do it to a closed group of one or two people. And that way, you don't have to be worried about being negatively criticized for not doing a good live streaming, but you can use that as a constructive piece and a good bit of advice and a good starting point, and then work towards it. But use video and live streams to engage with your audience. Now, my third top tip is something that I'm really passionate about, and this is to use videos, photos, links to websites, blogs, podcasts, GIFs to spice up your timeline. Now, if you imagine someone goes onto your profile on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and they just see text after text after text after text after text, they're going to be a bit bored. So what you want to do is you want to spice it up, and you want to use videos, links to websites, blogs, podcasts, GIFs, pictures, videos, all that good stuff to make sure that when they go onto your profile, they're getting all of that really good information that you want them to see, but in a more engaging and entertaining way. Because that way, they're more likely to come back and look at your posts. They're more likely to follow you. They're more likely to subscribe to your blog. They're more likely to listen to your podcast. If it is inviting, if it is vibrant. and if it is giving them the information that they crave. Because they go on social media to help them, they don't go on social media to help you. So you need to make sure that you're creating a great timeline full of vibrancy, which is photos, videos, links, blogs, podcasts, GIFs, all of those to spice up your top line. So top tip for that part, literally go onto your timeline, check it out. If you are text on all of your posts rather than photos, videos, GIFs, change it around. Start posting features, start posting a video. Do it today. Next one is dead simple, and that is to have a variety of messages to share with your audience. Now, this goes back to the last point, that is, if you really want the audience to be engaged with you, you need to make sure that your content is reflective of you, but it's done in an engaging and entertaining way. You don't want to get people bored of your posts, but you also don't want them to unfollow you because you've started sharing those posts all the time. So what I recommend is having at least 20 key messages that you're sending out at one time. Let's say on a platform like Twitter, you're sending probably three to five posts per day on there, and you're sharing out, and 20 messages will be shared probably around 4 days, 5 days. Now, if that's the case, you can quite happily then repeat those messages. People who don't see it on the first rotation will see it on the second rotation, and that will keep on going. But make sure you've got a variety of messages to share with your audience. You don't want them to get bored, and you want to make sure that actually they're entertained and they're engaged with you. Now, we're coming to the end of the show, so I'm going to whiz through the last couple of points, but you want to make sure also that when you send out a message, you're adjusting that message to suit the platform. So what I mean by that is every platform's got a slightly different word count that you can use. Make sure that you don't share the same content if it's not relevant to your audience. So if you're a cat lover, you wouldn't possibly share a picture of you and your cat on LinkedIn, but you would do on Facebook and Twitter, potentially. But you could change the message to share it on LinkedIn, just tweak it slightly. But just your message to suit your platform. But it's perfectly okay to share your messages across the different platforms if they're still creating the engagement with the audience. Now, on Facebook and LinkedIn, there's loads of different groups that you can go on to. So connect with them, talk to them, engage with them, set one up yourself. As I've said with Facebook, they're great for building awareness to you, your company, your community project. So connect with your different groups on Facebook and LinkedIn. Now, on each of the platforms, you've got direct messages that you can send between different people. Now, if someone sends you that direct message, respond to them pretty much straight away if you can, because what you don't want to do is for them to switch off, move on to something else, and then for them to forget that message was sent. So if you are talking and you are talking to people on social media, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and you don't go on for a week or so, make sure you go on to it consistently per day, just making sure you've got it handled on your messages. Facebook also will give you a percentage of how fast your response rate is. So please check your inboxes and reply back to them. And the last point of this 8 ways to make your social media more vibrant is to have fun. And remember, it's social media. It's okay to talk to people online. It's okay to comment on their pictures and videos. Share the stuff that they like. Don't always send buy my stuff out, posts out. And just make sure that you are engaging with them more than you're selling. Now, I have come to the end of the show, which is really, really cool. It's been a really cool show. Thank you very much for listening. I have given you 3 things that you should do on social media today. I've also given you 5 top tips for Facebook. And I've also spoke about the 8 things to make your social media more vibrant. Now, this is where you guys come in. I would love to share this show, love for you to share this show in loads of different places. So please let people know about the show. Please let them know where they can hear the Radio Warwickshire show. Check out the Facebook event for the next show. If you've got any questions, let me know on that. Take care, everyone.
Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire. Radio Warwickshire.